One of the many great joys I had was to get a phone call from a friend of mine named Jeff Arch. What he always wanted to do was to write movies, but he just didn't feel, what would you guess? That's right, certain enough to really give expression to that dream, to really live it. He sure felt certain about his ability to move his body. You know why? Because he's done that a million times. And what he was doing was wonderful as a martial arts instructor. But it wasn't his real dream. And so many of us settle for something less than we can be just because we don't employ this emotional muscle called certainty when we really need it. Well, you know what? On that day, we had a great conversation. And we helped him to expand that emotional certainty. And he went back and started using that muscle, using it on a daily basis, and writing his tail off. He was not supposed to succeed. In fact, everybody gave him a great sense of, what would you guess? Certainty that everybody's a writer. Everybody says they're going to write a hit movie in Hollywood, and nobody ever does. It's like 0.1%. It's absurd. It's never going to happen. Fortunately, his certainty was generated internally, not based upon what had happened before him, other people's failures, other people's ideas, or what the experts had to say. He stuck with it. His certainty in his mind created external reality. Sleepless in Seattle, phenomenal hit. The reaction was incredible. He said, Tony, it was so amazing. You know, we talked about this stuff, and I told you I keep visualizing. I kept picturing in my head how there's going to be lines around the block. He said, but I didn't think that would be that way for the screening. He said, I pulled up, and there it was, lines around the block. And he said, here are all these executives, and they're smiling, and people are clapping, and they're crying. He said, it was so phenomenal. And you know what's neat? He's just got like a one hit. He's now one of the hottest writers in Hollywood, all based on his ability to generate certainty. He's got films in production now with Ron Howard as the director of one film. He's got Barry Levinson that he's working with in another one, and Penny Marshall in another one. He's got things in production with virtually every studio in Hollywood. How did he do this? How do you go from a guy who supposedly has no future to making it happen? You employ the power of certainty. You say, Tony, no, I'm a little interested. You've tested me. You give me a good story. You tell me all these great people. All right, cut to the chase. How do I do this? Good question. Glad you asked.